everybody. Welcome to a special quarantine edition of Viewing Angles. It's me, your A-host, Dan, Leo, and with me as always,
Robert Mecki. I think we're still COVID-free.
Yeah, so far so good. We're doing okay. And luckily for movies, they're still kind of coming out. Yeah, if movies just stopped coming out, what would we do? It would be so strange.
Yeah, we'd have no... It'd be awful. I'd have to go back and watch, like, Friends or something.
Once we get back out of this quarantine, how do you think they're going to do the movie cycle? Do you think they're going to keep, like, everything as is and just bump everything back a year?
Oh, shit's going to get weird. Yeah. That's all I know. I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I think we're going to see a lot of movies that wouldn't have come to streaming come to a platform like Disney Plus. Like, I still have my money on The New Mutants coming to Disney Plus at some point. Because yeah. I don't know how many more times they can delay that movie.
But do you think something like Mulan is going to end up coming to streaming?
That's a tough one, because I think that relies a lot more on the Chinese box office. I don't really know what the streaming world looks like in China. I don't even know if Disney Plus exists in China. So that's probably, they're probably going to hold out and wait for the theaters to open up again in that country, which they did for a hot second. And then they immediately shut down again. Yeah. Because, hey, it turns out people can still get infected by the coronavirus.
Yeah. We are not out of the woods yet.
I don't think we're close. We're not even close. Keep practicing social distancing. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, refer to cdc.gov for all coronavirus guidelines. Yeah, all pretty laid out there.
Thank you, CDC, for the new sponsorship. Yeah.
Public service announcement. Only get your facts from the CDC. Don't get them from people on Facebook or text chains. I've gotten so many text rumors about, like, hey, they're going to shut down the country, like, this week. Like, get out of Dodge. I was like, stop.
Get out of the country?
Yeah. No, or get out of, like, Chicago. Like, get out of the cities. There's going to be, like, they're going to stop letting, like, food in. I'm like, they'll never do that. Oh, yeah. Like,
dude, yeah, people are really expecting this to go, like, full Dark Knight Rises. The coronavirus is Bane. He's shutting down Gotham.
No, I think that while things are scary and what could happen, and they're going to continue to be scary, I don't think the very worst of it, if we get it the worst, our society's not going to collapse. It's going to suck. A lot of people are going to die. You're going to know people who are going to die.
Oh, yeah.
Our society as a whole is not going to fall apart.
Yeah. This isn't it's not as bad as, like, the contagion virus where, like, straight up 20% of the population would have died if they had got it.
Yeah. This is just like the leftovers.
Yeah.
Where 2% of the population.
Yeah. Society continued on. There's clearly some psychological trauma as society as a whole struggled with the disappearance of 2% of the population, but they made it. They still had cops.
This is now a leftovers podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. I am so ready to make that pivot.
But yeah, I think I read today that 25% of people are asymptomatic. They still have no idea because they can't test everybody. There's no way they're testing asymptomatic people.
Yeah, we're not going to know about, like, the extent of this virus for a long time. Like, it's going to be probably a couple years before we start treating this as just, like, another flu. I think we're going to get there at some point, but this is the scary part of a pandemic.
It is definitely, like, possible that we all just get vaccinated and there are people who had it and lost it and still get vaccinated for it. They're like, well, I guess I'm safe now, when they had been safe for months.
Well, it's also just, it's herd immunity too. Just, like, as more and more people survive being infected and they build the antibodies to fight this virus, it will become like the seasonal flu. But we are not there right now. It is still dangerous as shit. Like, don't go around saying that it is like the flu right now, because it is not.
Yeah, it's more like if a nuclear bomb went off in St. Louis and killed everyone there. Because that's what the president's saying. He's saying 100,000 to 200,000 people are going to die from this thing. And more people have died from this thing in our country than people died on 9/11. So, like, we're already in, like, the crisis crazy mode right now.
Oh, yeah. And it's only going to go up.
Yeah. But let's make a hard pivot away from all the scary things that you think
Speaking of leftovers, What movie are we talking about today?
We're talking about this new movie on Netflix. It's called The Platform, El Hoyo in Spanish. It is a Spanish science fiction horror thriller type movie. It's all from Spain, so I don't recognize anybody in the cast or directed by. So look it up if you want to, but we're not going to really talk about that here. We're just going to talk about our reactions, because I think both of us had no idea what we were in store for. Is that right, Rob?
I went in pretty blind. I remember hearing a while back when Netflix did like their dump of 2020 movies, I saw the description for this one and thought it sounded like, okay, that sounds pretty on the nose. I'll be curious to see if it's any good. Yeah. But then I have started hearing things from the festival circuit when it premiered, and people really liked this movie. So I was immediately more interested in it. And then I realized that it came out like last week. I haven't seen a trailer for it. I've only seen the one poster for it on Netflix, and I went in pretty blind.
Yeah, and I guess we should pull back a little bit and say why we wanted to watch this. And it was pointed out by one of my friends, Steve, that he wanted to watch the movie. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, it's been on the top of Netflix for like the last week. And I hadn't realized that there was just this Spanish language sci-fi horror movie that has been top in the U.S. on streaming. And if you look at that top U.S. streaming, once you get past the first five, you're like, what are people watching? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Badland? I don't know what the fuck that is, but people are watching it, I guess.
I mean, hey, Castlevania was trending, which I'm super happy about.
Yeah,
that show fucks.
It's very strange. I can understand why they're hesitant to release like the numbers.
Yeah.
I wonder, because The Office isn't on there, so I wonder if they're cutting out some of the big ones and just more highlighting.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it's like just Netflix originals.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it is, but it seems like it could be. Anyway, this is a very trending movie. You're gonna, I think, hearing a lot of people talk about it. I only know one person who had seen it, but I think it's starting to spread around. That the most information I got from this movie was from its content description.
Yeah.
Where it starts talking about like graphic violence and gore and disturbing images, and I was like, oh, okay, what could this possibly be? And I think I got something a little bit more disturbing than I was thinking.
Because, oh, really?
Yeah, but immediately when they describe the concept within the movie, you know bad things are about to happen.
Oh, yeah. Cannibalism will occur. 100%. Yeah.
So what's the concept for this movie, Rob, without the metaphor?
It's
a very
simple.
Allegorical movie.
Yeah, pretty simple. So the main character wakes up in a cement cell, very nondescript. He has a roommate who explains to him that he's in a type of vertical prison where a platform of food descends down to each level of the prison, and every person below the next has to just eat the leftovers of whatever the people above them had just eaten.
And it starts at level zero with a huge feast, like a big fancy dining room table full of
food. Yeah, like a one percenter type feast.
Yeah, so many nice things. And they kind of reveal one thing that's interesting about this movie, and I think I'll go right up that I did not enjoy this movie as much as Rob did. I really was maybe I was just looking for something different, and I got something like darkly disturbing at something that didn't really, it wasn't frightening, it was just like, I know that what I'm about to watch is not going to be fun for me. That's the vibe I had throughout the movie, was here's this excruciating concept shown every single way. You know, all the possibilities that could be done with this concept, they did all of them.
Yeah, that's what I wanted them to explore.
But I never felt like it had any meaning. By the end, I just thought we saw a lot of disturbing things around a loose concept, and they took it and ran, but they never really fleshed out the details for me to understand the context in which everything was happening.
Well, Dan, that's because you're not poor.
Yeah. This movie is an allegory about capitalism.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell the description, the whole premise, it's a very clear allegory about capitalism. But it's also, in my opinion, a pretty fun, dark, sci-fi, semi-humorous movie about the horrors of capitalism and what it does to people of the lower class who have less to, who essentially have to live off the scraps of the upper class. You know, it like I feel like this is the movie that there. Reagan. Yeah, this is the movie Reagan wants. Like, yeah. Reagan would have loved this movie. This is Trickle Down Economics, the movie.
Yeah, it is Trickle Down Economics, the movie. I personally felt like the metaphor was so on the nose that it's terrifying that they made it real. Yeah. Of like, you start with a whole pie and then every level you go, there's less and less until there's never going to be any. Cause don't they, it's hard to, cause I don't want to spoil this movie for anybody, but I just feel like it escalated to a point where I was like interested and then there was just no payoff for me. I think that there's no real arc to the characters other than they understand more about what is happening to them. But emotionally, they stay pretty much the same. They see bad things. Bad things happen to them. And then eventually they try and upend the system. Maybe it becomes muddled exactly what they're trying to accomplish in this movie. And then there's a very late monologue by a character we had never met before to sum up what they should do without really any explanation of why this makes sense.
I don't know which monologue you're talking about by a character we haven't met before.
The one of the old guy in the wheelchair.
That guy. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that was as, like, critical as you're making it out to be. But, no, God, it's tough to talk about this movie without spoiling anything. But yeah. I feel like I disagree, because I do think that this movie, I think these characters end up in very different places. Well, most of them end up dead. But the main character, I think, ends up in a very different place, and his position by the end of the movie is very informed by all of the different roommates that he has. And I do think that they do a pretty good job of like kind of synthesizing the worldviews of the different people that he's interacted with, literally ingesting them into his own personality.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it's interesting. But there's not really a solid morality in this movie, but I think there tries to be, because they put us into the perspective of the main character that we're following, and we're supposed to recognize that everything that happens makes sense and that there is kind of no morality, but we're looking at it through his eyes and we're seeing how he views this whole system that he's voluntarily put himself in. And so I don't really know what point of view this movie has other than look at how shitty this is. And it really beat me over the head with look at how bad the situation is throughout the entire movie, and didn't really have anything to say about the things that it was criticizing other than demonstrating it in a very exact and brutal way what they feel like capitalism represents to them.
Yeah, I think that was the point of the movie. I don't think it was looking for a very, very deep analysis of capitalism, because it's not trying to offer much more of a... It's not trying to offer, like, a solution to capitalism or, like, an alternative. Like, I don't think that this movie is advocating for, like, the Communist Manifesto. If anything, the message of this movie to me was just like, hey, be less greedy. Just don't be such a shit. Like, the resources of the world are clearly plentiful. They're just distributed unevenly. And, like... Mm-hmm. You can still have a capitalist system exist while making sure that enough people at the bottom are able to be fed.
This movie almost makes the argument that you need authoritarianism to to enact
to make sure that sharing. The rations are put out effectively.
Yeah, there's that's why I think this movie is complicated, and because it's showing us, okay, this is how this exists when everybody can kind of do whatever they want, and then as we kind of go through the movie, it becomes more violent. The laws that maybe should be instilled into this group experiment are more violently exercised, enforced. And I think that it's got all these ideas about what's going on and how these things function, but it doesn't really seem to know what to do with them other than just raise them in these little scenes and kind of show here are all these kind of different aspects of the issue that we're covering, but it doesn't really blend those together to make kind of a unifying statement on the symbolism that it, like, I don't want to take this movie seriously. Like, I want to kind of have this, like, jokey, like, oh, it's, you know, it's a fun, like, sci-fi horror movie. But I think this movie really wants us to take it seriously, but I don't think it has anything to say.
I don't know. I think it was kind of a fun romp for me. Like, it was very grindhousey. I don't think this is trying to make as definitive of a statement as you think it's trying to make. I think that the issues it is contending with are clearly very relevant. But I also don't think that this movie is trying to put a definitive statement out. Like, this movie to me is not it's not a thesis. And it's not looking to solve the capitalist problem. It's more of just illustrating. When you take the system and compress it into this little fucking microbiome, like, this is what is going to happen. It's a logical extrapolation of the systems we've put into place in one vertical cell.
Yeah, I think,
and there's entertainment in finding, like, just seeing how people are reacting to that, and how these people, I think, try to solve the problem, and to your point, very, like, in a very authoritarian way. But I also think that there is, I'm interested in the fact that there really is no other way to do that. So I don't know if the movie's advocating for authoritarianism, but
This is fascist propaganda.
It worked.
I agree with you in the grindhouse aspect of it. I think this movie's taken as just like a grindhouse horror movie. I think that is a good lens to look at it through. And I think other movies of the genre, there's obviously social commentary is part of the DNA of horror, I think, as a genre. And I think there are other movies. I just recently watched the George A. Romero Day of the Dead, and the 72 or 78 version.
Yeah.
And this is a movie that's horror. It's got a lot of social commentary. And
yeah, we get it. Consumerism is bad. All right.
But it's not even, it doesn't bang you over the head. Yeah.
It kind of does, though.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they come to the place that they congregated when they were alive. Mm-hmm. So that's why they all are in this mall. And they've got all the stuff that they can supply. Like, I think it works much more organically, and it's funny, it's brutal, it's, you know, horrifying, and it shows that through the characters as well as the environment. And this is just much colder, much more grindhousey. But has this, not facade, but this overlaying of this metaphor for society. So I think that this might have worked better for me if it was more grindhousey and less social commentary. I think the grindhouse part is very effective. I think the horror is effective. I think the gross outs and the disturbing things, it's well shot. The sound is good. The acting is pretty great. But it's a social commentary that I think the movie centers itself around didn't quite hit for me. And I think that's where the rest of the movie kind of falls apart for me. But grindhousey, I like that part.
I agree. I wish it was more violent.
Are you about to sneeze?
Yes. Excuse me.
Leave that. Apologies.
Yeah. No worries. I don't edit. I do think that I kind of wish this movie was more violent. I think the practical effects were all pretty great.
Yes.
But I don't know. I feel like I don't take as much issue with the social commentary because it is so simple and so straightforward. And I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting out of, like, I knew what the premise of this movie was going in. And I thought that I had, there was enough thought put into the metaphor and how the characters react to the systems that are in play now to make it worth watching and, like, have a satisfying enough ending. But I also really liked just seeing how these characters, like, back to the grindhouse part, I liked seeing these characters in desperate moments and just seeing, like, how people who were friends for, you know, the past 15 minutes suddenly turn on each other on a moment's notice because one has been in that position of, like, being on a lower level in the past.
Yeah, it is... The movie gives us more and more information as we go on, and I think that they give us a little bit of information just to know that when they show us something next, we know how horrible it is. They do. Yeah. It's a very effective storytelling. I mean, it is like a very simple concept. And so when they just give us a little bit of information, they can say like, oh yeah, we're on level 47 right now. We're just getting some scraps. Hey, one time, maybe we'll be in a lower level one day and that'll be really bad. And then if you see you know, a number that's maybe more than double that level, you understand exactly what that means.
Yeah. I do like, though, I thought this movie was, it had a pretty good, pretty sick sense of humor. Like, the whole bit
it's
about...
very disturbingly funny, yeah.
I also just love the line about, like, the wine, like, wine being left over down at the lower levels because, like, mm-hmm. We must have, like, you know, Muslims above us or something.
Oh, yeah, a lot of teetotalers.
Yeah.
Did you watch the dubbed version or the subbed version?
Oh, the subbed version. Dude, fuck dubs. Dubs are the worst.
Netflix automatically opted me into dubbed for some reason.
Disgusting.
So I had to change it. There's a few different audio and subtitled options. Would definitely recommend this in the original. I just can't do dubbed things.
Yeah. I didn't even know this movie was Spanish until I started playing it.
Yeah, neither did I. Really, it's interesting that they just kind of released this Spanish horror film on Netflix, and somehow they get everyone to watch it. Because I didn't hear anything about this movie. I don't know how Netflix is doing their publicity or their UI optimization that is making people choose this over whatever else they were going to watch.
I mean, hey, it's just a relevant allegory here in America.
Yeah, exactly.
People see the description and they're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Overall, I think this movie will kind of go down as a little kind of grindhouse. This is like a Fear Net kind of movie, and I think there's value in that. That it's like very like low budget. I wonder how much money this movie was made for. But
yeah, I mean, they probably only had like one set, maybe two sets.
Yeah, exactly. Just different camera angles to make it look bigger, but. Overall, I mean, I think we could probably be seeing a lot more stuff from these creators. The director doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, so yeah. I'm sure we'll be seeing more from them in the future.
Yeah, hopefully they get, like, just more Netflix deals, because it seems like this movie's doing pretty well for them.
Yeah, I think this is a Netflix wheelhouse that I'm interested in seeing more of. It's just these, not even garbage, these just like low budget horror movies. I think that could really be an interesting niche for Netflix in the future. Because honestly, I don't really want to see like a $200 million movie on Netflix. Like, I want to see that in the theater.
Yeah, if they survive.
True. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we'll have to see in the future. I don't know of any other movies coming to Netflix. What about you, Rob? Do you know anything in the future?
No, but I'm sure that they will just kind of show up as they do. That's what happened with that new Mark Wahlberg movie on Netflix that just appeared one day. I was like, oh.
Spencer Confidential?
Quick review, don't watch it. It's not good. It's very forgettable.
That was a very quick review.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do their marketing because also, like, Tiger King is a big one. Everyone just starts talking about it at once. Like, I don't know how it's getting.
Oh, they're fucking astroturfing some social media for sure.
They must be, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely what's happening.
Tell the people at home what astroturfing means.
It's essentially making fake accounts for your brand and then spreading the word via hashtag or just getting the conversation started, essentially, and trying to spread it organically through social media instead of using paid ads.
Yeah, that is definitely something that Netflix, the Twitter account, will go on these sprees of just retweeting people who are saying good things about like different shows that they're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is working.
Yep. They've got that algorithm nailed.
Right. What other things you've been watching this week, Rob, that you can recommend to the people?
Oh, man. I recommend everyone start watching Castlevania. Castlevania is fucking great, and it just got renewed for season 4.
It's a good show.
I would also recommend, if you want a good, fun time, watch Hunters on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, have you been enjoying that? Any movies or just TV?
Mainly just TV. The last movie I watched was The Platform, which I liked. I would also recommend The Platform to anybody that it sounds interesting to. Mm-hmm. If you're a bit of a gore fiend, if you like social allegory, if you like Spanish language movies.
It's all there. It's all there for the people.
It's got it all for you. But yeah, a lot of, because like, well, the thing is, I watch a lot of TV while I'm working from home as well. So I want to put something on that like I don't have to give my full attention to.
True.
So that's why I'm watching a lot of TV series.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right now I'm watching The Plot Against America, which is on HBO. Would definitely recommend that. I am also, what else? I just watched Rounders, which is on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, great movie. Like, Eddie Norton.
Poker movie with Edward Norton and Matt Damon. Big recommendation there. A hilarious performance by John Malkovich.
Yeah.
And I just watched Rashomon, the Akira Kurosawa movie.
Oh, yeah, because you got the Criterion Channel.
Yeah, I signed up for the free trial, 14 days. See how much classic cinema I can plow through by then. But, yeah, that's what I have been enjoying so far.
Is Throne of Blood on the Criterion Channel?
It is.
Oh, yeah. That's what I want to watch.
I don't know anything about it. What is it supposed to be one of the better ones?
No, it's a samurai version of Macbeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sounds...
With Toshiro Mifune.
Yeah, Toshiro Mifune plays this, like, bandit in... this is... Throne of Blood is the one with the arrows.
Yes.
The scene where they straight up
shot arrows at him.
Yeah. Oh, God. If we recommend anybody look up Throne of Blood arrows.
Yeah.
And you'll see a very crazy movie scene where people actually shot arrows at a guy.
Yeah, and you get to see his real reaction on film.
Yeah. So I think we've given the people a good few recommendations.
Yeah.
And
it'll get you through the week. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. Maybe we'll have a rewatch or something. Tweet at us if you've got any ideas for things that you'd like us to watch and give our opinion on.
Yeah, if you want to hear us dissect a movie, tear it apart, if you have something you hold close to your heart that you don't want there anymore, let us watch it. We'll take care of it for you.
Oh, yeah. Recommend anything you want us to just take the piss out of.
Yeah.
I'd be excited to do that.